All right, huge event coming up this weekend on the CLE grounds. It's ThunderCon 2023, Saturday and Sunday. And what's the saying? I think it says, get your geek on. It's a chance to really check out all the best in, gosh, movies and gaming and cosplay and so much more, but also a chance to meet some amazing guests lined up over the two-day event. And two actors who are getting a lot of buzz in our city about being here this weekend, which is so cool. Part of one of the most iconic Canadian television series ever, Degrassi. You know what it's all about. It all started with the kids of Degrassi Street back in 1979, then goes on from there. Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi High. I am so excited. I've been in radio for a long time, but I sometimes get nervous when I interview folks, and I'm like fanning right now here because this is so cool. Two actors who are pretty much synonymous with this television series are part of ThunderCon. They'll be here this weekend. They played Caitlin Ryan and Joey Jeremiah this morning on the phone. I'm happy to have both of them here on the phone. Stacey Mystician and Pat Mastroianni. Stacey and Pat, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Hello to you both.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for getting our names right.
Well, I tried, right? I'm hoping I got it right there, but I appreciate it. And listen, high-tech radio here, we're conference calling you in both. So thank you. And I'm glad this is working. So we're all good to go. I don't even know where to start by talking to you both. There's just so much history here with the television series. This truly has been, and really for me as well, has been a part of my life growing up, the Degrassi series. You've been involved with it for, a better part of your lives. How do you feel about it still to this day? And I'll either of you answer, both of you, the floor is yours.
You know what? It's wonderful to be part of something that is considered Canadian pop culture. When we started this show back, well, at least when I started the show back in the mid-80s, I never could fathom that the show would still be on air or people would be interested in it, 30 years later.
Right.
We're all at that age now where nostalgia is huge and pop culture is huge. And what ThunderCon does is it celebrates that. And you don't have to be a geek. You don't have to be into comic books.
Yeah.
You could literally go to this event this weekend, bring your family. It's a family-friendly event. And you could actually kind of relive your youth, relive your past, and show your kids what it was like growing up in the 80s and 90s, especially with all the celebration of pop culture and things that we grew up with. It really is a unique, one-of-a-kind event.
And I think also, the series had so many actors that, came and went throughout the series. But, I know there are a lot of mainstays, but you two truly were, for me, I think you were the faces of Degrassi. Stacey, how do you feel about carrying on, to this day? Here we are, 2023.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't think any of us could have ever anticipated the longevity that this show would have. It's a lot nicer now because when we were growing up in the beginning, it wasn't cool to be on the show.
But wait a minute,
why? We got teased.
Okay, see, that I was going to ask that later in this chat, but what do you mean that it wasn't cool to be on the show?
Well, before the show really took off, when it was in its infancy, we were still in a real high school at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only speak for myself, but I know for me, my peers, the show hadn't really caught on yet. And so, there would be snickers. If I got recognized on like the streetcar, it wasn't like a cool, like, hey, can I have your autograph? It was more like a Caitlin to see if I would turn around. It was like,
really?
And almost like in a harassment sort of way. Like
yeah.
People would, try and follow us. It was a bit creepy. But now that time has gone by, and especially now that we're all older, mm-hmm. and are looking back, it's a really nice feeling. There's a lot more respect and appreciation from everybody. Like, we really appreciate our fans, and it's a great opportunity for us now to be able to thank our fans that did stay true to us and really enjoy the show growing up. It's a much more pleasurable experience.
Okay.
Now.
Well, I'm glad you explained that. That's interesting. Yeah. Do you think, a lot of movies or TV shows become like quote unquote cult classics? Do you think the Degrassi series has become kind of something like that?
Yeah. I mean, there's Drinking Games. There's
like,
in college.
Nice.
Well, like I said earlier, nostalgia is huge right now, especially people in our 40s and 50s. We're looking back to a simpler time. Life has become so complicated now, especially with technology and social mm-hmm. media. For those of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, I think we look back fondly at a simpler time. And just like hearing an old song on the radio that reminds you of a time in your life that was, that you have a positive memory for. Sometimes a TV show can make you feel that way, or clothing is now coming back from the 80s and 90s. So, yeah, we're kind of part of that feel-good vibe that people have when they either meet us or when they watch our show on Amazon Prime. So it really is just a throwback to a simpler time.
Pat, nice plug on Prime, for sure. All the episodes are literally streaming on Prime Video right from the beginning, as I said, so you can get out and relive those memories. The other thing, too, because school started this week here in our city, and a lot of life lessons in there, and dealt with real life issues, whether it was pregnancy, it was drugs, it was drinking. That stuff still carries on to today, and I think those are important lessons, right?
For sure. Yeah. I actually just watched the entire series with my 11-year-old, mm-hmm. my son. You know, a little bit early, perhaps, but, you know, he's growing up fast, wants to really be an adult already. But it was nice to be able to have those conversation pieces around these topics, because they are still relevant.
I wanted to ask you quickly just about the behind the scenes things. When was the series filmed? Was it filmed during school, or was it filmed in the summertime? And like, how did that work?
The bulk of filming was usually done during the summer holidays. But yeah, we even filmed during school time. A lot of after school stuff, a lot of weekend filming. But for the most part, we couldn't miss more than, I think, 4 to 6 days a month in school. I know that was kind of a rule with mm-hmm. the producers and the coordinators and everybody. Sometimes Stacy would be the lead of an episode and I would be an extra, and sometimes I would be the lead and Stacy right. wouldn't be filming that month or that week. So they really tried to spread it out so that the cast could get as much schooling as possible.
Hey, Pat, any royalties coming in from the Zit Remedies, Everybody Wants Something, like anything like that? Like, are you getting any kind of residuals with that at all? Or
No. you know, Stacy and I, we often talk about this, and, you know, very similar to what's going on in the States right now with the writer's strike and the actors' strike, trying to protect their body of work and their images. And we didn't have that kind of protection back then.
Okay.
We were a non-union show. Many of us didn't have agents or managers. And, you know, that's just a whole other topic. But at the end of the day, this is kind of our legacy, and we're really proud to be part of this Degrassi legacy. And this is why we enjoy coming out and talking about the show with the fans and having this opportunity to meet them in person.
A couple more questions before I let you go, because I know you guys are very busy. Let's talk about, like, your lives right now. What are you up to right now? Do you care to share? Do you want to get into that? Like, what kind of things keep you busy these days, and where are you at in your life right now?
I am actually a fitness trainer. I'm a menopause fitness specialist in general.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pretty much my full time, as well as watching the two kids that I
okay.
have.
And Pat, what about you?
For me and Stacy, I call her my partner, because Stacy and I do a lot of appearances across this country and in other parts of North America. Public speaking, public appearances. I sometimes book appearances for other celebrities at conventions. So, yeah, basically, it's been a Degrassi whirlwind tour for the last 7 years.
Amazing.
I created a fan page on Facebook called Degrassi Tour, and that's where people can find out where we're appearing next. We do screening events. We do public speaking. Conventions, and it's just a lot of fun. So I'm retired from acting. Mm-hmm. I got to that age and that point in my life where I just wasn't into acting anymore, but I do love celebrating the show. I do love meeting people in person at these types of events, and that's kind of what keeps me busy these
awesome.
days.
Awesome. Pat, one thing, my wife is watching, she's binge watching a series called Rookie Blue right now, and about 2 weeks ago she calls me, and I'm in the basement. She's like, "Sweetie, come up here." I'm like, what? She goes, It's Joey. You were on one of those episodes. You were laying in a hospital bed.
Yeah, no, I had a great 30-year career where I made many appearances in a lot of television shows and films. Stacy, I want to plug her movie that she just did in Montreal a couple of months ago that should be coming out soon.
Oh, it's called Charlie Tango. It's the first acting I've done in like maybe 15 years.
Yeah. Okay, well,
it was fun.
Before we wrap up, we've got something special we do want to announce. But again, your chance at ThunderCon this weekend on the CLE grounds to see two amazing folks, part of the Canadian television series Degrassi. My gosh, Pat Mastroianni and Stacy Mystician. We want to thank you so much for being here and taking the time to talk to us. Now, before we let you go, something might be happening on Friday night. And Pat, Stacy, it has to do with the 1992 Degrassi movie School's Out at Silver City. What's the deal there? What do you guys know? How much do you know? What can you tell us?
We're in the final stages of coordinating it, but it looks like the theater will be playing Schools Out for free. We're not sure of the time yet. If you go to Degrassi Tour on Facebook or thundercon.org, there should be some information popping up very, very soon. But we just want to remind people how great the show was, and we want you to come out for a free screening of Schools Out. Stacey and I will pop in and say hi to everybody real quick, encourage you all to come to ThunderCon this weekend, and we just wanted to give something to the community to come out and enjoy and have a night out on us.
There we have it. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend at ThunderCon 2023. My guests, Caitlin and Joey from Degrassi, Pat and Stacey, thank you so much to you both for your time. I wish you all the best, and you truly were a part of my life growing up, and I cannot thank you enough for this opportunity. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Danny. Thank you so much.